So we all want to know what we could do for Eretz Yisrael. We daven for Eretz Yisrael. We think about Eretz Yisrael. So the question is there an obligation to send your matanos levyonim money to Eretz Yisrael or not? In other words, can you give it out? There are many, unfortunately, people in Queens who could use the money as matanos levyonim. People in Eretz Yisrael that are collecting for Eretz Yisrael. Is there an chiyuv to give it to people of Queens, or should you give it to Eretz Yisrael? So Shulchan Aruch, when it talks about the chiyuv of matanos levyonim, says chayav kol adam, person needs to give witein v'pachos shtei matanos u'shnei aniyim. You need to give two gifts, two presents, two monetary amounts to two aniyim. Now it's not clear what the shir is, but many say it should be a shir chashav, a certain amount, at least a few dollars for the su'udav, or you know, enough to be a shir chashav, an amount, let's say $10, $20 per person, and then you're yotze. In general, by tzedakah, there is also a halacha that aniye ircha, the people of your city, are kodem through for other aniyim. In other words, if you have people in your block who need the money, or your relatives need the money, then for sure, then you should give it to them better than giving it to other people. Fine. So what about by matanos levyonim? Does this halacha apply of aniye ircha kodmin by matanos levyonim? So in general, there is a famous chakira by matanos levyonim. Is matanos levyonim simply a form of tzedakah? Now, obviously, it's a special din of tzedakah which was designated to be given out on Purim, but it's really, in essence, it's just a mitzvah tzedakah. And in fact, the Targum on Megillas Esther, I believe, says when it translates matanos levyonim, it says some word of tzedakah, implying that it is a mitzvah really ultimately of tzedakah. On the other hand, the Rambam and the Ritva are famous in that they have a shita that no, really the point of matanos levyonim is not it's not a form of tzedakah. It's a way to make someone happy. The way that it's a mitzvah of simcha, that you give someone matanos levyonim in order to increase happiness, both for the giver, the recipient as well, of course. And therefore, that is really, it's ultimately at heart a mitzvah of simcha. The obvious nafkamina between these two is that does a poor person need to give matanos levyonim? Obviously, a poor person is completely exempt from giving meiser money and giving tzedakah. He could barely put food on the table. So if you say it's a mitzvah tzedakah, then he doesn't have to give. But if you say matanos levyonim is really a special type of simcha, a special mitzvah to increase simcha, then even someone who obviously would be in the category of someone who doesn't have to give meiser tzedakah or whatever, he would still have to give matanos levyonim. And in fact, Mishnah Berurah says that clearly. He says, "Vafil ani misparnis min tzedakah." Even a poor person who's getting handouts, das kam achronim to tzarich lases mashenas nulo. He needs to give from some of the tzedakah that's given to him. He needs to give to other people because the mitzvah of matanos levyonim, according to this Mishnah Berurah, based on the Bach, is that it is actually a mitzvah of simcha. It's not really a form of tzedakah. But based on this, you can ask a question. So does the obligation of aniye ircha kodmin, that you're supposed to give, and the rules of tzedakah, to give to the people in your town before they take precedence, before anyone else, or your relatives take precedence, before you start giving to, you know, other towns as well? So this question would be based perhaps on this nafka, on this chakira. Yeshu Ayin says, the Mekadesh Yisrael, in Bepurim noeg din kedima benesinis matanos levyonim kamosh noeg benesinis tzedakah shokol hashana. Does the same obligation of giving to your relatives and your townspeople, does that obligation, does that precedence take effect by matanos levyonim? And he says, well, it depends. If matanos levyonim is a regular din of tzedakah, of course it applies. If you say it's a special din of simcha, though, so it's not clear that people of your town take precedence. So how do you pass halacha l'maisa? So Olo Yaakov, Yaakov Skachos, who grew up mamish, sitting in this very seat in this base medrash, asked the shaila to Rev Nevinsol, which would be an iwe for his father, Rav Tali's and the Shama, saying over some of his son's Torah right here. So Yaakov asked Rav Nevinsol, he asked him this question. Ha'im tzrichim lahadif anye ircha gam b'matanos levyonim kemo b'shar tzedakah. By matanos levyonim, must you give? Is it better to give those in your city ahead of other people? And he says, l'chora kein. Rav Nevinsol said, yeah. And Rabbi Yashav paskins this way. Because at heart, Matanis Avionim, according to this view, is, at least according to some, simply a mitzvah tzedakah. So a mitzvah tzedakah, of course you got to give your relatives, your townspeople, your block, your family, you know, everyone close to you, of course you got to give. I mean, how many people do we know, unfortunately, they're big, their names are on buildings somewhere, and their own brother, Pashut, can't put food on the table. Unfortunately, I could think of one or two cases like that, where people in the family are mamish poor, and the other relatives were a huge gvir. That's Kineged Halacha when it comes to tzedakah. Same thing says Reb Nevinson and Reb Yashiv, same thing by Matanus Levyon. However, but on the other hand, if it's a din simcha, then maybe this doesn't apply. But I would tell you, even if it's midin simcha, maybe you could say the same psak as well, because it's a mitzvah to be misameach, your own brother and your own neighbor, that he should also enjoy Purim ahead of start helping other people. Fine. All of this is great and fine and dandy until we left out one word, though, two words. Eretz Yisrael. So how does Israel play into all of this? In general, do we say aniye ircha kodmin by tzedakah, but that if you have someone on your block who mamish can't make ends meet, and you also have someone in Eretz Yisrael who you know can't make ends meet, does the person on your block take precedence to the people in Eretz Yisrael? So the Shach famously paskins that we still say aniye ircha kodmin. People on your block who you see every day, you're interacting, and your relatives for sure, they take precedence to Eretz Yisrael. However, others disagree. Rav Sternbach, when he cites this halacha, says, they all agree that aniye Eretz Yisrael ainam kod min aniye yircha. First you give your city, then you give Eretz Yisrael. Avla dover eno barer. He says, it's not so clear. Obesefer pas shochun cholik. And he holds that aniye Eretz Yisrael are better. Why? When you give to a moise in Eretz Yisrael, not only are you giving tzedakah, but you're also settling the land. It's a form of settling Eretz Yisrael, and that is a double mitzvah, and perhaps that takes precedence. Then it goes even further. He says, "The chol zeh mayri ba'aniyah mamish lefanav b'chiyai gav nanira daniyah ircha aditi." Those poskim who say that you only have to give to your neighbors and your friends first is when you literally have a neighbor who lives on your block who you know is dirt poor and just needs handouts. However, if there are people in your town that need, but they're not in front of you, maybe there's someone in Kew Garden Hills who needs money, they're aniye ircha, you just don't see them, you don't really know who they are, you don't have to go find and check them out, he says. Aval kashein aniye mafanav, aval gam b'mostis ha-Torah b'Eretz Yisrael, mafanis ma-Torah aniye ircha, he says, then giving to Eretz Yisrael is actually preferable. Why? Because who's going to go learn in Eretz Yisrael? People from your town. And therefore it's as if you're giving the people of your town by giving to the most of the Eretz Yisrael. Then he says something mind-boggling, but he tempers it down a little bit by adding the word charedis in it. He says, but you'll get what he says. V'gam asido, he says, in the future, shayadus, how powerful is this in light of the last 24 hours? Gam asido shayadus chutzvarts tovi bekach. The future of the diaspora is based in Eretz Yisrael. Shayadus acharedis be'Eretz Yisrael tachzik maimud. That the from community in Eretz Yisrael is establishing a system and a set structure of Torah in Eretz Yisrael. What are you going to do? You're going to make another shul in Kew Garden Hills? What good is that going to do? You're going to help build another structure in Torah here by Svarim, Torah, Aniyim here? What are you doing, he says. He says, since we're all going to end up in Eretz Yisrael, he writes, therefore, Eretz Yisrael is like Iro, and I've heard of Shechter say this very often, that also Eretz Yisrael is our Iro as well, and that, look, we're all going to end up, or should end up, in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, he says, according to that, Matanos Avionim would take precedence, or at least equal, Eretz Yisrael would have equal status as Kew Garden Hills and your family, but I would just say, the best answer is, what's the always answer? Give them both. I had the same words, exactly. Give them both, then the person should be giving tzedakah. Okay, if you can't give both, so you give either way, you're fine. If you want to give any ircha or any Eretz Yisrael, there's certainly room to rely on.
Because
Okay, so that's a separate issue. You have to give them the same day. Okay, fine. But so preferably you should not give to Yerushalmis as your Matanas Levyonim, perhaps, but you give them other tzedakah. You don't have to give them Matanas Levyonim because then you run into whole issues. Or you give here first, and then you have to send extra money for Eretz Yisrael, but you should at least fulfill something then here, or with non-Yerushalayim people to fulfill the basic mitzvah on the proper day, according to many poskim, although some disagree, and therefore you'll be fine with everything. Again, you can never give too much tzedakah, although there is, but I don't think anyone's at that level yet, that we should all continue to give, and especially with the situation Eretz Yisrael, we should be zocheh that our tefillos and our money will hopefully help Eretz Yisrael stay strong.